ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Mem Daled, which begins with the Mishnah before on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Our Mishnah says the following halacha: Hayurachik mi beis haskila keser ames oimer moyes vade shekein derech kol mumasim esvaden shkol mesvade yeish vaychila koyom haba shekein matzino ba'achon shomer lo Yeshua beni simna kavada Hashem al keisav v'sein loy teida vayan achon es Yeshua vayimer amna neichi chatasi v'kazeis v'kazeis asisi Uminayin shekipo evidoi shenemar vayimer Yeshua ma'achar tonu yachercha Hashem b'yem hazeh. The Mishnah goes on to say, "V'men yodeu esvades oimimoy emer temisasi kapora al koa v'noisai." Rabbi Yehuda oimer, "Im hoyodeu shumazumim oimer temisasi kapora al koa v'noisai chutz me'avein zeh." Now, as far as this, how we learned in our Mishnah that there is a loch of ko hamumasum esvaden, which our Mishnah explains is because we say shkom esvade yeishoy chila koyom haba. Well, here one can ask the following kasha. In the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Aleph Halachah, we find that the Rambam says as follows: Keitzer misvadim, oimer ona Hashem chatos elisi pashati ponecha asisi kach vekach, v'nichamti uboishti b'maasai, ulo'ilam eini chayzel atavarzah v'zehu ikorei shalvidoi. From the Rambam one clearly sees that Charata and Kabbalah are part of vidoi. If someone has to understand what is pshat in this, we find in our Mishnah that the vidui that our Mishnah is referring to is just this, that he says, kach v'kach asisi. Or as our Mishnah goes on to say, that in the enyei day, l'esvades ermoy amor temisasi kapora al koa v'noisai. Where is the charata in the Kabbalah in such a vidui? And similarly, we find that the Maralbach and Simon Kof Mamzayim brings down the following kasha v'shem the Arches Chaim. Though it is pshat in this, how we learned in our Mishnah, that Peshaw Shemitzi and Esam Uchim Mises based in Oymim Oy Esvade, Shekein Kom Umasam Esvadim. Why did our Mishnah say that they tell the person that is Chaim Misa to do tshuva? And even if we are to say that Vidui does not include Charata and Kabbalah Al Haba, but rather all Vidui includes is this, that he said that he did an Avera, but still everyone agrees that in order to be considered tshuva, one has to have charata and timakabo al haba, and therefore they should tell him, do tshuva. The Maralbach answers the kasha of the Arches Chaim as follows. And the Maralbach says, Shezo'i mira beis haskiwa v'hilech v'omos v'einoi p'nai lach te'oid, shi'itztarech v'oimar u'esvades oven pa'alti loy oisif. From the Maralbach, one sees a tremendous chiddush, that this, that one needs a kabbalah al haba, is only because there still is a potential for him to do that avera again. But over here, that he is hilech lomos, and he cannot possibly do that avera again, for that reason there is no halacha that he has to be a kabbalah al haba. But even according to the chiddush of the Maralbach, still one can ask, even if one does not need kabbalah al haba, since he vade will not be chizer to this chet, what happened to Charata? So to answer the kasha of the Arches Chaim, and to answer the kasha that we mentioned before from this, the Rambam explains that in order to be considered vidui, one has to express his Charata and his Kabbalah al Haba. B'chir, one can answer the kasha with the following yisoid, that there are two different types of vidui. There is a vidui mehochas tshuva, that in order to be considered a tshuva, one has to be misvada, but then there is another hilchis vidui as well. That b'shas kapara, a person is mechuyev for farish the chet, and to express this that he was chite, in order for the kapara to be mechaper. Based on this, one can say This, how we find that the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva, that in order to be considered a vidui, one needs to express the charata and the kabbalah al abba, that is only as far as a vidui me Hilchos Teshuva. In order to be considered a vidui me Hilchos Teshuva, one needs to express the charata and the kabbalah al abba. But as far as being misvade b'shas kapara, as long as one expressed that he was chayte, that itself is enough. And so we find in the Rambam, in Perakimo, Mehochas Maisar Karbonas Halachat Hesvav, that the Rambam says that as far as the Vidui, Bishas Michan a Karbon, he says, Chatosi Avisi Pashati Vasisi Kach Vekach, Vechazarti Bechuva Fanecha Vezu Kaparasi. And the Rambam does not mention that Bishas Vidui, he has to express the Charata and the Kabbalah Al Abba. Vechere Pshat in the Rambam is because as far as Vidui Bishas Kaparo, all he has to say is this, that he was Chayte. And so too one can explain, as far as the halacha of our Mishnah is concerned, that Misas Beistin, which is considered Shas Kaparo, as we find in the Gemara later on, that from Zayin and Aleph, for that reason there is halacha to Misvada Bishas Kaparo. And as far as the Vidui of Shas Kaparo, all one has to say is Kach Vekach Hasisi, or as our Mishnah goes on to say, then a man yidei was vadas oimoy amar temisasi kapara al koave noisai. And so to we find in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea Simen Shin Lamaches, that if one sees a chila who is nigh to lomos, we tell the chila to be misvada, and we tell the chila to say oshamnu, balganu, etc. Vim ein yidei was vadas, then we tell the chila to say, misasi te kapara al koave noisai, like the halacha of our Mishnah. Since Misa is considered a Shas Kapara, for that reason, one has to be Misvada B'Shas Kapara. Based on this, he said one can answer the following kasha we find in the Achrenim. The Achrenim ask, what is Pshat as far as Vida in Yom Kippur? We do not express Charata and Kabbalah al Abba. According to the Rambam, in order to be considered Vida, one has to express the Charata and the Kabbalah al Abba. Based on the previous Yisayid, one can answer the kasha very simply. Since the Vidui on Yom Kippur is not the Vidui of Tshuva, but rather the Vidui of Yom Kippur, is because there is Halacha to Misvada B'Shas Kapara. And since Yom Kippur is a Shas Kapara, for that reason there is Halacha to Misvada. For that reason one does not have to Misvada and express his Charata and his Kabbalah Al Abba, but rather all one has to say is this, that he was Chayte. According to this Mahalach in our Mishnah, one can answer the kasha that we mentioned before, B'Shem the Archas Chaim. Again, the Archas Chaim asks, why don't we tell him to do tshuva? Based on this, as we said before, one can answer the kasha of the Archas Chaim as follows. That the halacha of our Mishnah is not because we tell him to do tshuva, but rather the halacha of our Mishnah is the halacha that we tell him to misvada b'shas kapora. And for that reason, our Mishnah only mentions vidui, and our Mishnah does not mention that we tell him to do tshuva. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in our Mishnah. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in our Mishnah is by saying as follows. That even though mehochis vidui of tshuva, with halacha that one has to express his charata and his kabbalah al-abba, but that is not the vidui that our Mishnah is referring to. But rather our Mishnah is coming to mechadesh a new type of vidui. And our Mishnah is coming to Mechadish as follows. They're called Mitzvadin Yeshua Mechila Kolam Haba. And this that we say called Mitzvadin Yeshua Mechila Kolam Haba is not because one has tshuva. If one did tshuva, it is Pasha Yeshua Mechila Kolam Haba. But rather our Mishnah is coming to Mechadish that as long as someone was Mitzvadin, even if he did not do a complete tshuva, both Vidui itself we will say Yeshua Mechila Kolam Haba. And this Chiddush, that by Vidui itself we will say Yeisho Echila Koyom Haba, the makar for this Chiddush, our Mishnah learns out, is from the Maisa of Achan, that Yeshua told Achan to Misvada. And with the Vidui of Achan, Achan had Echila Koyom Haba. And therefore from the Maisa of Achan one sees that even without a complete tshuva, but rather, which is this, that one was Misvada and one said that one was Chayti, that itself is enough, we will say Yeisho Echila Koyom Haba. And therefore one can say that this our Mishnah brings down. Shekematzinu ba'achan, our Mishnah is not coming to explain the makar, that kol mamasa misvadin, but rather our Mishnah is just coming to explain the makar, And the makar for this that we say ko hamumasa mesvadim is as we find in the Sefri on the pasuk v'ashma nefesh ahiv esvadu zebnei avakal mesim sheyitanu vidoy. Based on this mahalchon can answer the kasha of the Archas Chaim as well. This that the Archas Chaim asks that why they tell him through tshuva is again because our Mishnah is not referring to the vidoy of tshuva. And for that reason, our Mishnah did not just pick a path of tshuva, but rather our Mishnah is referring to the vidui hamiviyay lechayay oyom haba, which is even without tshuva. This that we mentioned, that a vidui without tshuva is also considered a vidui. And such a vidui also accomplishes something, so it's we find in Chazal, in Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Balak, Perchav, Simen, Tesvav, that the Medrash says on the Pasuk, Vayimer Bilam el Malach Hashem Chatasi, Shehoya Rosh Arim, Vyedea, Shenoimir Neaparonis O Chuva, Shekomi Shechite Vayimer Chatasi, Ein Roshos al Malach Ligabai. Even though Bilam did not do Chuva, but still, with this that Bilam said Chatasi, he was Nitzel, Mepkiyase Shal HaMalach. That is another Malach, with which one can explain Pshat in our Mishnah. So again, according to the first Mahalech, the halacha of vidui in our Mishnah is because there's halacha to misvade b'shas kapara. And the misa of misas basin is considered shas kapara, which is a shita of Rava later on in the Gemara and Daf Mem Zayin of a base. Another Mahalech as far as how to explain the vidui of our Mishnah is this, that the vidui is in order that he should have a chila k'olam haba, since we say the kol misvade yeshoi chila k'olam haba. In our Mishnah, we find the following machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says, "In my idea, shumezumim oimrit hemisasi kapara al kol v'neisai chutz me'oven zeh." Chachamim on the other hand argue, and Chachamim saying, "Kein you kol adam oimrit kein kedei l'nakeis atzmai." And for that reason, he cannot say, "Temisasi kapara al kol v'neisai chutz me'oven zeh." In the Sefer Zuta in Parakei, we find that the Sefer Zuta brings down the following drasha. And there is a miot that anereg al pizemimin is not misvade. From the Sefer Zuta one sees the following chiddush, that halacha that kol chayvei mises are misvade is mehoches chiyuv misas beistin, that there is halacha that someone is mechuyuv misas beistin is mechuyuv lesvades before he is mes. And for that reason there is a miot that someone who is being nerag al piedim zeimimin is not mechuyuv lesvades. In our Mishnah on the other end we find that our Mishnah understands that there is a chiyuv lesvades. And according to Yehuda, one is only misvade and other averes. On the other hand, according to Chachamim, one is even misvada on that avera in order shaloi lahoitzi laz. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes. If someone was on schayim misal piedim zeimimin, is he misvada or not? For here, one can explain the basis of this machlokes with one of two malachim. Either one can explain that the basis of this machlokes is dependent on how to understand the chiyuv lesvades. Is the chiyuv lesvades a chiyuv to misvada b'shas misa? Or is the chiyuv lesvades a halacha mehoches dala mises based in? That our Mishnah understands that the chiyuv lesvades is because there's a chiyuv lesvades b'shas misa. And therefore, even if someone was on schayim misa al piyedim zeimimin, but still he is mechuyuv lesvades, since this is the shas misa. On the other hand, the Tana in Sefer Zuta understands that the chiyuv lesvades is a halacha mehoches dala mises based in. And therefore, if someone was on Schay Misa, al pi edim zeimimin, he is not mechuyev lesvades. Since really, he is not mechuyev echa midal mises beistin. Since the edim are edim zeimimin, for that reason, there is no chiyev lesvades. This that we mentioned, that according to the Tana of our Mishnah, the chiyev lesvades is because there is a chiyev lesvades b'shas Misa. So too, one sees in the Gemara and Shabbos on the Afam Beisim and Aleph, that the Gemara and Shabbos on the Afam Beisim and Aleph says as follows: Tana Rabbanon. Misha chalav anata lamas oimim leyesvade shekein kol hamumasem esvaden. So from the Gemara and Shabbos on Chum Beis Hamanalf, one clearly sees that the halacha of kol hamasem esvadem has nothing to do with dala misas beistin, but rather It is halacha in Shas Misa that for Shas Misa there is a chiyuv l'svadis. This, according to the Tanna of our Mishnah, there is a chiyuv l'svadis for Shas Misa. Is either, as we mentioned before in our first sad, since Misa is a Shas Kapora, or because through Vidoy he will be zeichet havechila kol olam haba. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat v'machlokes between the Tanaim in our Mishnah and the Tanna in Sefer Zuta. Another mahalach which one can explain pshat v'machlokes is by saying that the machlokes is a fundamental machlokes as far as how to understand if someone was on chayim misa p'yedim zimimin, is he really chayim misa? And what is taking place is echad midalad misa based in, or do we say that what is taking place is a ritzicha b'shoigeg? Well, here one can explain that that itself is a machlokes between the Tanaim in our Mishnah and the Tana in Sefer Zuta. The Tanaim in our Mishnah understand that what is taking place is echad midalad misa based in, and therefore, even if we are to say that the chiyuv l'svadis is alacha in hilchos misa based in, but still there is a chiyuv l'svadis since what is taking place is echad midalan misas based in. On the other hand, the Tana and Sefer Zuta understand what is taking place is not echad midalan misas based in, but rather what is taking place is a ritzicha b'shegig, and for that reason there is no halacha to misvada. If this, that he was in schayim misa, was al pi edim zeimimin. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in this machleket. One afkemina, in this shayla, if someone was on Schayim Misa based in Al Pi Edim Zimimin, do we say that what is taking place is Echa Midalan Misa based in, or do we say that what is taking place is Ritzicha B'Sheikig? It's as we find in the Achrenim, for example, that Fikayam and Chelot Beisim and Mem, and the B'chei Meizer and Achiezer Chelot Alv Semenyot Hesef Kat and Gimel, if the Edim are considered Reidfem or not, if the Edim or Edim Zimimin are coming to Meir that someone is Chayim Misa, do we consider the Edim as Reidfem or not? If we are to say that what is taking place is Ritzicha B'Shegeg, then the Edim are considered Reidfem. On the other hand, if we are to say what is taking place is Echad Midalan Misa is based in, and since based in Paskin Al Pi Edim, for that reason the person is a person who is Mechuy of Misa, then we cannot consider the Edim as Reidfem, but rather the Edim are just coming to Mechayev Himisa. That is one afkamina as far as this Shaila. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In the Gemara we find as follows, Tanur Abonon, Na eina elulashem bakasha b'shar shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua chata Yisrael, Amar ufanav yibayner shalewa mi chata, Amar lei v'chi dalter ani leich v'hapel gairoles, halach v'hipel gairoles v'nafal agairo alachan, Amar Yeshua, b'goyu ataba alai, ata v'lazer ha-koin shnei gedili ador atem, im ani mapa aleichem goyu al echan mikem hu noifel. Amar lebi v'akashem emcha al-tritzi laz al ha-goyoles, sh'asida eretz yisol sh'teschalek b'goyu, sh'nemar ach b'goyu yecholek es ha-aretz. Tein toida. And our Gemara goes on to explain, Amar Avina Shechude Shach Debe Mili Kum Nevakesh Amcha El Haida Tein Oy Trida Vi Pater Miad Vyan Achanet Yeshua Vyimer Omna Nechi Chatas Vashem Elokei Yisrael Vekazois Vekazois Asisi. In Rashi we find the Rashi explains, this our Gemara says that Achan said, Bagoyo Ata Ba'olai, that Achan meant to say, Bagoyo Ata Ba'olai Geni Shaloi Be'edim. In other words, Rashi explains that Achan told Yeshua two tainas. First of all, he told Yeshua, "Begoyo ataba alai," and when needs al pishnayim made him. And second of all, Achan went on to say, "Ata v'lazer akayin shnei gedei adar atem imani mapa leichem goyo al echan mikem hu neifel," which was a taina of Achan on the actual goyo. That Achan said that besides for the lach of al pishnayim made him, the actual goyo is not a raya, and the guru is a mikra ba'oma. And as far as the second taina of Achan, that the guru is a mikra ba'oma, for that reason Yeshua told Achan, V'vakasha memchal t'itzi laz al ha-goyoles, sh'asida eretz yisrael sh'teschalek b'goyo. And for that reason Yeshua is a meshachid Achan to Yemida, in order sh'ayuhitzi laz al ha-goyoles. And so too we find in the Yerushalmi in our parak in Halacha Gimel, that the Yerushalmi says as follows, Amar Achan, Ma b'goyo ata teiseni, leis b'chalahein dara kosher, ala atu pinchas. which is the second Taina that is mentioned in our Gemara. And the Yerushalmi goes on to say, Vayoid, Vay Kena Alfan Moshe Rabban. Apishnayim Edim. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat in our Gemara. Even though Yeshua told Achan, Tain Taida, and be made that her girl is not a Mikra, but still what happened to the other Taina of Achan, that Apishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. And even though Achan was made, but still one cannot kill someone Alpiridas Atzme, since again one needs Apishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. So to explain Pshat and Riga of Achan, we find that the Rambam in Perkei Ches, Mehuchas, and Hedon Achavav says as follows. The Rambam says, "Gezeiras hakasavi shemimisim based on why Malkanus Adam edas piv ela al pishnayim edim v'zeh shaharag Yeshua Achan edas piv was either a rasha or din hamalchus haya." That's how the Rambam explains the reason why Achan was nerag. But now everyone has to understand from the Rambam one sees that Achan was nerag al pi edas atzmai, and this that he was nerag al pi edas atzmai was either a rasha. But still, he was nerag al pi edas atzmai. On the other end, from our Gemara, it is mashma that Yeshua told Achan tein teida and be meida in order sheilohaiti laz al hagayrois. And even though, as we find in the Marsha explains that the makar for this that Yeshua told Achan to his father sheilohaiti laz al hagayrois is from this that Yeshua told Achan. Sim na kaved, and from the Lashon no, we are now about kasha memcha. That he asked him about kasha, sheilohaiti laz al hagayrois. And there was another reason for the vidui as well, which one can explain that the other reason for the vidui is in order that he should be nischayim misa. But as we find, the Marsha says that there was another reason for the vidui based on this that we find in our Mishnah. Kol mesvada yeshay chila koyam hamba. And therefore, again, one has to understand what is pshat in this, that the Rambam says, that the chemisa of Achan was based on his vidui. So to explain pshat in the Rambam, we find that the Mefarshim explained pshat in the Rambam as follows. That as we find in the Psukim, Achan was neschayev two misais, and he was neschayev misas reifa, and he was also neschayev misas kila. And this that he was chayev sreifa, he was chayev sreifa for this that he was neitel min hacherem. And the einesh for being neitam na cherem was reifa. As the pasuk says in Yeshua v'haya anoka v'cherem yisarif be'eish oisei v'eskoa sharoi, that the einesh for being neitam na cherem was reifa. This that he was chayiv skila is as Rashi explains in Yeshua because he was mechalal es ha-shabbos. Based on this one can say, this that the Rambam explains, that Achan was neschayev al pi edas atzmai. The Rambam is referring to this, that Achan was neschayev b'skila. This, that Achan was neschayev b'skila, is based on this, that he was meida, that he was mechalal es ha-shabbos. But this, that he was chayev sreifa for netilas ha-chirim, has nothing to do with his haidah. And for that reason, our Gemara says, that from this that Yeshua said, Teinoi Teida, this that Yeshua said, Teinoi Teida, is in order she'lohaiti laz al ha-gayroles. And because Kamas Vada Yeshuchil Koyom Habaz, we find in our Mishnah. Since again, this that he was Chayiv Sreif has nothing to do with his Eidah, but rather, even without this that he was Meida, he would have been his Chayiv Sreifa. Only as far as Skila do we need to come on to the Eidah of Achan. And so, too, we find his Mefurish in the Yalkut in Yeshua, that the Yalkut says as follows: Shekei Nermalimi Piagur Vaya Nokad Vechir Misarif Be'ish. I say this car shall I, im came at Hamad Weimar, the year gumu I say, Ella Medcha shall hide Achan Shabbos Gane Veniska Chol Shabbos, Venisraf al Shamoa Becherem. In other words, the Sreifa was for this that he was Moa Becherem, and the Skila was for this that he was Moida, that he was Machal es HaShabbos. So again, from our Gemara, one sees that the Chiv Sreifa has nothing to do with his Eidah, but rather he was Chayiv Sreifa. Independent of this, that he was Maida, the entire purpose of his Eidah was Shehuhaiti Laz Alagiro and Kidei Sheyahilai Chila Kuelam Haba. Now, as far as this, though, we find that Achan came with a Taina to Yeshua, that a Guru is not a Raya, since a Guru can be a Mikra Baalma. As Achan said, Atha Velazar Akrin Shnei Gedei Ladar Atem, Imani Mapa Lechem Gura Echem Ikem Hunayfel. And for that reason, Yeshua said, Tein Tidish Elohitzi Laz Al Hagayroles, Shasida Eretz Yisrael Shadishalk Begiru, we find that Taisus asks the following kasha. Taisus asks, what would be the Tzaras Laz? Well, Chira Chalukas HaOretz did not just take place Alidei Agiru, but rather took place Alidei Urim V'tumim as well. So to answer the kasha of Taisus, one can say based on this that we find in the Shitam of Abbas and of Kof Chafalaf B'Shem Ar-Avid, that the Ravid says that even though Chalukas Eretz Yisrael Shvatim took place al pi agoyo v'urim v'tumim, but still as far as Chalukah l'mishpachis and t'yachidim, that took place al yidei agoyo l'chudei without urim v'tumim. And therefore Yeshua told Achan, do not be meitzi laz al geiroi shasid Eretz Yisrael sh'tischalak l'mishpachis u'yachidim b'goyo, even without urim v'tumim. Now as far as this, someone sees in our Gemara that a goyo itself is not a mikra, but rather a goyo is mei Hashem. So too we find in the Tshuvas Chavos Yorin Siman Samech Aleph that the Chavos Yorin says as follows: Ki re'inu min ha-Torah, min ha-Neviim u min ha-Ksuvim she-somcho al goyo basher nasa bli machshavas adam. As the Chavos Yorin goes on to say from the pasuk of Ach b'goyo teichalek ha-aretz, v'chin somcho al goyo b'mi sas achan v'yohay nasan. As the Chavos Yorin goes on to bring a pasuk v'nemar b'cheik yuto agoyo me Hashem kol mishpatai. And so too we find in the Pesach Yitshuvah Yerodeus and Mekofna and Zayin at the end of Sivkat and Yigimel, who brings down the following chiddush from the Teferes HaMoshe. In Shulchan Aruch and Sefalach we find that the Ramah says as follows: Akom shamru yisol tnuonu echem ikem v'naregeu lo yinu em echad elem ken yechdu. The Teferes HaMoshe goes on to say, so from the Chavos Yorin and from the Teferes HaMoshe one sees that by all Goyolos we will say, Mei Hashem Mishpatai. On the other end, in the Rabag we find that the Rabag argues, and the Rabag explains the Goyol by Ochan as follows: V'yidame shahoysa atolas ha-Goyol v'nei Hashem, k'mo yinyin ba-atolas ha-Goyol al-chalukas ha-aretz. And for that reason, by such a girl, we will say, Mei Hashem kol mishpatai. Since ha'isa atolas ha'odei navi lefnei Hashem, for that reason, we will say, Mei Hashem kol mishpatai. From the Rabag one sees that the Rabag explains that this girl was comparable to the girl of Chalukas Haaretz, since the girl was a girl lefnei Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who said to make the girl. And for that reason, this girl is comparable to the girl of Chalukas Haaretz. And for that reason, Yeshua said, "Tein Tidah Shehuhaiti Laz Al Hagayoles." That is how one can answer the kasha of Tosfos according to the Ralbag. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says as follows: "Vayan Ochanes Yeshua veYomer Amna Neichi Chatasi Hashem Al Kaysal veKazeisu Kazeisu Sisi." Amr Abasi, Amr B'chanina Malamed, Shemo Ochan Meshvisha Charomim, Shnayim Bimei Moshe, Ve'echa Bimei Yeshua, Shnemer Kazeis Ve'Kazeis Asisi, Habich Nomer Meshmer Belazer Reb Shimon, Chamisha, Arba Bimei Moshe, Ve'echa Bimei Yeshua, Shnemer Neichi Chatasi Ve'Kazeis Ve'Kazeis Asisi, Bad Hashta Maitai Moi Onish, Amr Habich Nomer Meshmer Belazer Reb Shimon, Ufishoy Onash, Aonestoris, Hacha Ovu Yisroas Hayardin. And the Gemara brings down the following machlokes tanoim, ketanoi hanistoris Hashem alokinu vanigweis vanu uvanenu ad olam, rama nakod alvanu uvanenu, val ayin shebaad, melamed shoyonash hanistoris ad shavu yisoras hayardin, divri Rabbi Yehuda, omer yem nechemya, vichyonash hanistoris olam, val kfar nemer ad olam, elo kashem shoyonash hanistoris, kachyonash al ancient shebegoli ad shavu yisoras hayardin, Awa Achan my time ayonash mishum daviyadi be ishtayu banav. In other words, there is a machloek hasanam, first of all, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ma'anesh al nigles, kaidim shavri saras hayardin, and second of all, there is a machloek is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ma'anesh al nistaris la'achar shavru es hayardin. In the Yerushalmi in Saita, we find that the Yerushalmi says, Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish beyardin kibra le'en es hanistaris. Omer lehem Yeshua, imeinata mekabam aleichem es nestoris hamayim boim v'shoit v'neschem. Bochir the shita of Rish Lakish is a shita of Rabbi Yehuda in our sugya, that Kadosh Baruch was ma'anish al nestoris mishavri yisoras hayardin. But in Rashi in our sugya, we find that Rashi in our sugya explains This argamor says that Shavri saw a Yardin. Is he referring to this a qualis over over a Yardin with Shomu the Kibbal and Brochus who qualis by Agrizim uva her evil? And by Agrizim and our evil Nasu are Ravim Zeloze. Okay, one can ask in Rashi. In the Yerushalmi, one clearly sees that by the Yardin itself, qualis over Makaba Aleim es Hanistores. And even before Hagrizim and Arevil, Kvalisal became Arevim al Hanistores. This is the Kasha that the Karanayur and Saita on the Famadawad and Aleph and the Mariaponim on the Yerushalmi ask on Rashi. So to answer the Kasha that Ochinim on Rashi, we find that the Mepharshim explain as follows. The Rashi understands that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. From this, I find the Gemara and Saita in the Famadawad and Aleph that the Gemara and Saita says, Oidem biyardin armlam Yeshua du'a ma'atem rivim asayardin al-manash te rishu as yeshu ya'aretz mepneichem. And the Gemara does not go on to say anything else Yeshua told Kval Yisrael. But Oidem biyardin, from there Rashi proves that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli understands that they were only Makabal Arvos at a later date. They were only Makabal Arvos at the time of Hagrizim and Harevel. So again, according to Rashi, the Arvos started by Hagrizim and Harevel. On the other hand, according to the Mahalach of the Yerushalmi, the Arvos started by Eidam B'Yardin. Well, clearly there is a tremendous nafkamina. If the Arvos was dependent upon Eidam B'Yardin, or the Arvos was dependent upon Hagrizim and Harevel. What is the halacha as far as Gerim are concerned? Are Yisrael Arevim for Gerim or not? In Rashi and Nidon Daf Yigimel, we basically find that Rashi says that Yisrael are not Arevim for Gerim. And Rashi goes on to bring the following raya. Rashi says, Uktamina b'masach desayta nimtzal kolacha miyisol sheish meish elef v'shloishas alafim etof kof non briseis k'minyan misper Yisrael. From there one sees that they were not Arevim for Gerim. And so to Ocher, according to Rashi, from there one can prove that Anoshim are not Arevim for Noshim, since again the entire Arvos by Hagrizim and Arevil was only Sheish Meis Elef U'Shloishes Alafim Etav Kof Non Briseis, and Noshim are not included, which is how the Dogo Mervava in Arachayim Simon Reish Hainav explains Pshat and the Rosh in Brachas Navchof HaMebeis. And so to Ocher, one can prove that Kaihanim are not included in Arvas as we find in the Tzlach and Brachas Navchaf Mebeis. Since just like Rashi proves that Yisraelim are not a raven for Gerim. From this, I think Moran Saita says that Kvalis are Makaba upon themselves are Arvas for Sheish Meis Elef U'Shloishes Alafim Etof Kof Nun, and not for anyone else. So to one can prove that they are not a raven for Shevet Levi, since Shevet Levi is not included in that minion. But Ocher, that is only if we are to understand that the Arvos was Neskabel at the time of Hagrizim and Arevil. If we are to understand, like the Yerushalmi, that the Arvos was Neskabel, but Eidem B'Yardin, then Ocher, the Arvos will include all of Klal Yisrael, and the Arvos can include even Gerim. Now getting back to our Gemara, as far as this, that we learned in our Gemara that there is a Machlekes. If the Arvos is only on Niglis, or the Arvos even includes Nestares, one has to know what is included in Niglis. In the Kuchamda and Parashas Nitzavim, we find that the Kuchamda proves from our Gemara that in order to be included in Niglis, one does not need that one actually knows that his friend did an Avera in order to be an Arev for the Avera of his friend, but rather all one needs is that some people know about the Avera of his friend. As we find that our Gemara explains that if we are to say, this akvalis over nanash for the avira of Achan is because mishum davayodi bei ish teubanav, and with this davayodi bei ish teubanav, that itself is a reason that it should be included in Niglis, and therefore it is included in the arvos on Niglis. So from our Gemara, the Kuchamda proves that even if we are to say that the arvos is only on Niglis, but in order to be considered Niglis, all one needs is this, that some people know about the Avera that he did. And so we find in the Arama, explains, Mishun davayadi ve'ishdi ubanav, nafki wuhu mechlal nestares. It is no longer considered nestares. On the other hand, in the Sanhedrin Ketana we find that the Sanhedrin Ketana explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows, that since it was yadi ve'ishdi ubanav, For that reason, we will say that it is Olul Hu Eskalis B'Dover Kal, and therefore Chinami Moy Mefachin Habesin Heitiv Mat Hashkacha Hoya Misvada Lohem. And for that reason, it is considered Niglois. That is how the Sanhedrin Ketana explains Pshat, and this our Gemara says, that since it was Yadi Bei Ishtu Rabbanah for that reason, it is considered Niglois. According to the Sanhedrin Ketana, in order to be considered Niglois, one needs that it is Ohu Hu Eskalos B'Dover Kal. Without this, that is Ohu Hu Eskalos B'Dover Kal, it is still considered Nistarais. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat in our Gemara, what is Pshat in this, how we find in our Gemara, that there is a man Omar, that there is an Arvos even on Nistarai. And according to the Mahalach of the Kli Chemda, even if we are to say that the Arvos is only on Niglois, but still all one needs is this, that some people know about the Avera. Okay, as long as I do not know about the Avera, why should I be Nanash on someone else's Avera? So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, we find a number of Mahalachim. In the Chuvish Haritzion, in Pesach Hashar Oisvav till Oisid Aleph, we find that the Haritzion brings down from the Chuvas Maralbach Simenayin Zayin the following Chiddush. That the Maralbach says as follows, Shbe Yoisi Yisol Dovik Bohem Ashkocho Likis, Laas Eisimom Nisim, Lachay Nitzrach Shiu Kulam Tzadikim, Omnam Keshachata Echameyem, Hareo Kumayagov Shechola Echamey Vorov, Shinemar Cholapoini, Vein Roy Shetiash Kochas Holy Kiss Aleim. Now, Chiron has to understand Pshat in the Maralbach as we find that the Sharitian asks, if we are to say that in order for Kwalisot to have Ashkoch Holy Kiss Aleim, and in order to have the Ashkoch Holy Kiss Laas Aisimam Nisim, one needs you Kulam Tzadikim, if so, what is Pshat in this Argomorah asks, Ava Ochon my time Onash. And our Gemara has to answer the Kasha by saying that it is Yadi Beyeshte Yubanov. Lachira, even if we are to say that it is Nistaris and there is no Arvos, but so in order, Shati Ashkachas Alikirse Leim, one needs Shiukulam Tzadikim. So to explain Pshat and Malbach, we find that the Sharitzion goes on to say this that we say, that Keshachata Echon Mehem, then one no longer has Ashkach Alikirse, is only if they are considered Kiguf Echad. As the Maralbach says, that Areo Kamayagov Shechola Echon Meivorov, Shenemar Cholapoini Veinroi Shetiash Kochas Ali Kiseleim. In order for Kval Yisrael to be considered Kegof Echad, one needs Arvos. Without Arvos, we do not see Kval Yisrael as one Goth. And therefore, if we are to say that as far as Nestoris are concerned, there is no Arvos, then as far as Nestoris, we do not see Kval Yisrael as one Goth, and therefore we will not say that just because one person was chayted that itself should be a reason that the Ashkach HaLikis should be removed from Kval Yisrael. In order for the Ashkach HaLikis to be removed from Kval Yisrael, one needs that Kval Yisrael should be considered one guf, and part of the guf of Kval Yisrael was chayted. And for that reason, our Gemara goes on to say that since this Aveir was considered Niglois, since it was Yadi Bei Ishta Yubana, for that reason, since one has Arvos, now one has a guf, that an Aver Echad from the Gulf was Chayte. And for that reason, the Ashkach HaLikis was removed from Kval Yisrael. So again, the Maralbach explains this that we find in our Gemara, that there is Arvos for Nestoris, or Arvos for Niglois, even if one does not know about the other person's Avera, does not mean to say that he will be Nanash for the other person's Avera, but rather that Arvos is a reason that the Ashkach HaLikis will be removed from Kval Yisrael. The Ashkach HaLikis is only on Kval Yisrael when the entire guf of Kval Yisrael is made up of tzaddikim. But there is no actual einish for this that someone else did an Aveira, unless the other person actually knew about the Aveira. And with this one can answer the kasha we find in the Marsha in our Sugya. The Marsha asks the following kasha, what is Pshat in this that we find in our Gemara? That there was an Arvos even on his stories. What happened to this? How we learned something more in Shabbos and Avnan Heimad Aleph. That the Tzaddikim were Nanash B'Shvil HaRishon Mishum DeBiyadam Limchais V'Loi Michu. From the Gemara in Shabbos one clearly sees that only because it was B'Yadam Limchais V'Loi Michu do we say that the Tzaddikim were Nanash. Without this, it was B'Yadam Limchais V'Loi Michu. The Tzaddikim would not have been Nanash. What happened to Arvos? And so to one can ask for the Gemara before Nafchav Zayinu Abbas, Nothing more darshins the following pasuk v'kashu ish ba'achiv. And the Gemara explains v'kashu ish ba'vaynachiv melamet shekuan arevim zavazeh. And the Gemara explains that it is referring to a case shahaya biyadam wimcheis v'lay michu. V'chir, as far as arvos is concerned, there should be halacha of arvos even without this, that it was haya biyadam wimcheis v'lay michu. From this, that the Marshal only asks if we are to say that there is an arvos on Historis, but not if we are to say that the arvos is only on Nigwais, from the Marshal one sees that the Marshal understands that if we are to say that the arvos is only on Nigwais, this, that the arvos is only on Nigwais, is because haya biyadam limchais foimicho. And this, how we find in our Gemara, the yadive ishti ubanav, is because we say that since it was Yadivei Ishti Yabana, for that reason we assume that everyone knew about the Avera, and therefore is Haya Biyadam Wimcheis V'lay Michu. That is a chayr, what one sees in the Marsha. But again, the Marsha asks if we are to say that there is an Arvos even on his stories. If so, how are we to explain Pshat and Gemara and Shabbos that Tzadikim were only Nenash if it was Haya Biyadam Wimcheis V'lay Michu? According to Malbach, one can answer the Kash of the Marsha as follows. That the Arvos of our Gemara is only referring to this, that the Ashkocha, the Likis, is removed from Kval Yisrael, but there is no actual Einish for Arvos without this, that it was Haya Biyadam Wimcheis V'Yimichu, in order to be Chayv and Einish. One needs this, it was Haya Biyadam Wimcheis V'Yimichu, and for that reason, Gemara in Shabbos, which is coming to explain the reason for the Einish of Tzadikim, the reason behind the Einish of Tzadikim, is only because it was Haya Biyadam Wimcheis V'Yimichu. Arvos, on the other hand, only causes the removal of the Ashkocha of Hashem. Based on the Chiddush of the Maralbach, the Sharutian goes on to answer the following Tamiyah. What is Pshat in this that we find? That Achan himself was not Nenash, but rather Kval Yisrael were Nenash because of the Me'iwa V'chirim of Achan. V'chir Achan should surely have been Nenash. So to answer this Kasha, Sharutian says as follows. That since Arvos accomplishes this, that the Ashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is removed from Kval Yisrael, for that reason someone who is in a matzav of Sakana will be mace. Someone who is in a matzav of Sakana, if he does not have the Ashkoch of Hashem, he will be mace. And for that reason, there were those that went to Mochama that were mace. On the other hand, Achan did not go to Mochama. And since Achan was not in a matzav of Sakana, for that reason, even though the Ashkocha of Hashem was surely removed from Achan, but still Achan himself was not in a matzav of Sakana. And so too we find in the Ralbag, that the Ralbag explains, since Achan was not some atzmei b'mokam Sakana u'meis, b'mnei heder Ashkocha mimenu. Only oisam hanoshim, shesamu atzman b'mokam Sakana were meisu, because of the removal of the Ashkocha of Hashem. So again, the first mahalach, as far as how to understand the arvos on Historis and the arvos on Niglis, we are to say that even as far as Niglis, there is an arvos on Niglis even without a yidia, and even without the ability to yimeiche, is by saying that arvos accomplishes this, that Kval Yisrael are considered kegof echad, and since Kval Yisrael are considered kegof echad, in order to have the Ashkocha of Hashem, one needs that the entire guf of Kval Yisrael is made up of tzaddikim. If one part of the guf of Kval Yisrael is not made up of tzaddikim, then it will be removed, the Ashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the guf of Kval Yisrael. In the Maral we find that the reason why Kval Yisrael were not nisarvu at Shavu Asayardin is because Eretz Yisrael is miuchedes u'Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is oises ko Yisrael ha-sheikh v'malea ke'eshachad. And for that reason, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they became Arevim. Since Eretz Yisrael itself is Oises Ko Yisrael Ke'ish Echad, and Arvos is dependent upon this, that Kval Yisrael are considered Ke'ish Echad, which is a chira only if you are to understand, like the Yerushalmi, that the Arvos happened at the time that Kval Yisrael were over the Yarden, and it did not take place at the time of the Brachas and Kvalos by Argrizim and Areva, like the Shita of Rashi. In other mahalach, as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara, is the mahalach of the Meiri, that the Meiri says as follows, that Ein lahem l'chachameim u'manigeim es natzlos k'shiyasu aroi al anigla bo yodam, Awatrichim lachkor uragel achar hanistoris gefiacholtam. Bechoshim esrashum bekach. Hareakolne noshim benistoreim shalchitim. Shekoison nas or ravim zozam, mishakibolem brochus uquos vibrizim veevo. And the Miri goes on to say, Mishabros hayardin, finas a ravim zavaza, onash hanistoris alino kozman choi nasa, hamoto alino bechipos uvechakire sisre hanyonim. In other words, Amiri explains that the reason behind the einish of the Arvas on Astaris is only because it was moto aleinu to be mechapes bechipos uvechakure sisrei hanyanim. And because we did not do the proper bedika for that reason, we are nenash al hanistaris. And so too is the mahalach of the Marsha in our sogya. According to Amiri and the Marsha, the Arvas of our Gemara is a reason for an einish. And the reason for the einish is because we did not do the proper checking that was necessary to ensure that averus would not take place even b'seiser. That is how the Miri and the Marsha explain pshat in our Gemara. Rebaran and Mishnas Abaran, Amorim v'sichas Moser chelik beis, davkof beis, davkof dalet. And so too we find in the Michta Noyo chelik alef, davkof samach alef. We find in other mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in our Gemara. And the Baron and of Deschor explain pshat in our Gemara as follows, that the reason why there is an Arvas on Hanistoris, and the reason why Kval Yisrael could even be Nenash al Hanistoris, is as we find in the Tamer Devarim Perak Aleph, that the Tamer Devarim says, Kol Yisrael heim sher basar elu am elu, mipnei shaneshomeis kuruweis yachad, yeish bozeh chelak zeh. And the Tamer Devarim goes on to say, v'chem itam zeh Yisrael arevim zoh zeh, And the Varan and Abdeswar go on to say that Iwu Hoyu Bnei Hadar b'matzav Yoyisur Nele v'yinyin ha-mi'iwa b'chirem mo'us etzom b'tachos o'yhoya b'efshoros she'echad yavar ha-achirem. And so to as Abdeswar says, Al de Maisa Ochon is Galach, Hisoran Dak, Menadak, Bemadregas, Vekusam, Shokwalis, Obashem, Kiodua, Goido, Koyach, Hashbos, Atzibor, Al Yochet, Shebesaychoi, Vehei, Rakos, of Shilhoysam, Yobachem, Etzam, Berichok, Ubebiza, Ubetio, of Hayeser, of Shori, Keroy, Lamofim, Adrigos, and Medvekos, Hoya Efshur, Shimotse, of Hilachot, Shioyes, Lignoiv. And that is the reason behind the Arvos on Historias. The reason why there is an Arvos on Historias is because if Kval Yisrael will be on the proper Madriga, then it will be impossible for any Yisrael to do an Avera even B'Seiser, since all of Kval Yisrael is one Gov. For that reason, all of Kval Yisrael is Mushba one from the other. And therefore, if Kval Yisrael will be on the proper Madriga, that would affect the entire Gov. And no part of the Guf could possibly do an Avera. That is how Baron and Avdeswar explain Pshat in our Gemara. So again, both according to the Maralbach that we mentioned before, and according to Baron and Avdeswar, the Yisayt of Arvos is dependent upon this, that qualities are considered like one Guf. Just according to the Maralbach, this, that qualities are considered like one Guf, is a reason that if one Yisrael did an Avera, the Ashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be removed from the Guf of Kval Yisrael. Since part of the Guf of Kval Yisrael is sick, on the other end, according to Baron and Abdesler, since Kval Yisrael is one Guf, for that reason, there is a Taina on Kval Yisrael that Kval Yisrael was not on the proper Madriga to ensure that no Yisrael could possibly do an Avera. According to the Miri and the Marsha, that Arvos on Historias is itself because more should have been done to ensure that no Avera was done b'seiser, and more Bedika should have taken place to ensure that no Avera would be done even b'seiser. Those are the three basic Mahalchim as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. Now as far as the Mandamaru holds, that the Arvos is only on Nigois and not on Historias, again we find three Mahalchim as far as how to explain the Maila of Nigois over Nistaris. According to the Marsha, the Maila of Nigois over Nistaris is because by Nigois we will say, Hoye le'limcheis ve'le'imicha. And that is why the Arvos only applies to Nigois and not to Nistaris. According to the Sanhedrin Ketana, the Milo of Nigois over Nestorius is because by Nigois, it is Yocholis Gales Bekal, and since it is Yocholis Gales Bekal, for that reason there is a taina for this that they were not Megala, that the other person was Eiver Navera. According to the Mashmos of the Araman Sots, we find in the Klichem and other Achrenim, this that we say, that the Arvas is only on Nigois, not on Nestorius, is only Exeris HaKosov. Nigois refers to anything that other people know about, even if there is no taina that I should have known about those Nigois. That is a third Mahalach as far as how to explain this, that there is a Mandomer who holds that the Arvos is only on Nigois and not on Nestorius.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.